Welcome to Activate Yourself with Geeta Sidhu-Rab, where we feature otherwise normal people who, because of events in their life, have turned left and done unusual, inspiring, incredible things, like build a business, become a happiness expert, marry a prince, create an empire, or like your host, set up a health and wellness business, Nosh Detox. Here's your host, Geeta Sidhu-Rab.
Hi, my name is Geeta Sidhu-Rab, and this is Activate Yourself. So really, actually, to tell you all the truth, the reason we have today's guest on is because she wrote a book called, let me get this right, How to Choose Love When You Just Want to Slap Somebody. And as we all know, how many times do you want to just slap someone? And then they're like, I don't know, this whole turn the other cheek. And can I just slap you and then I'll feel better? So actually, that's why we have Diane Hayworth on today, because she had what she describes as a divine experience. And that divine experience led her to developing the entire Be Love principles. And I am down to learn anything that is about the heart and love and anything like that. So Diane, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to not only speak with you and your audience, but to help people understand how powerful it is when we consciously tap into that eternal resource of divine love inside of us. And it's not just woo-woo or turn the other cheek stuff, although I did do that for a long time. It's powerful. It's transformational. And this is how we're going to move the world forward. It's with love.
No, I agree entirely, because women are so, because I coach women. I've worked with around 20,000 women in the last kind of 15 years. And I'm always looking at the fact that we're socialized for external approval and that this is a real issue for us. And I'm always trying to explain to women that confidence and competence don't rate highly enough against power. But in order to be powerful, you have to come from within. It has to be a power you feel about you, with you. And honestly, I think the core principles behind that kind of power is self-love. And you have to come from love in order to have this happen. But talk to us about where would you like to start? Would you be with the divine experience? Where do you want to start telling us about what you do?
I think that would probably be a great place and be the most beneficial. And I do want to say how much I agree with what you just mentioned. And I'll take it a step further. One of the things that I work with my clients, and I'm sure you do too, is that self-love that is the well of what I call the sacred or divine love. This is great. And we were both looking for our lipstick before we turned the camera on. So we're going to take care of this. But this, our personality, our ego, is almost like a false power. It is really consciously tapping into that eternal and internal power that really helps us flourish in our lives. And that's what happened. And I'm happy to tell you it was by mistake when I had a direct divine experience. I'm a spiritual person. That's how I coach. I'm a heart-centered success coach. And I had literally in my meditations, in my prayers, been saying, show me how to serve. Yeah. Show me how to be an instrument of your peace. And quite frankly, I thought I'd get a mission, go down to the pound, pet some puppies, hug some cats. You know, I kind of was hoping for some easy stuff. But in the middle of a group meditation, I was actually in a workshop. We were instructed to imagine we were seated on a foundation of love. And we were told to ask, love, what do you most want me to know today? And immediately, I was transported, and I was having an full-bodied experience where I was actually observing myself. And I went through this whole scenario where I was going up to my daughter's house. I heard, be love. So wow. My question had been, love, what do you most want me to know today? And to me, love is the intelligent, creative, expansive energy that runs the universe, that beats your heart and mine. I heard, be love. I immediately saw that I was walking up the stairs to my daughter's house, and she has a glass front door, and my little grandson was there. And about that time, he was, I'd say, 15 months old. And I mean, my heart melted. I could see from my observer point, because I'm looking at this like a movie, the energy of love bouncing from my heart to his. And I heard. So as I saw him behind the glass door, I saw the energy of the love I have for him and the love he has for me. I could see it
Yeah.
going from heart to heart.
Yeah.
And I heard, greet everyone with an open heart without an agenda. The next second, I was inside the house and I'm looking at my adorable little grandson, which go look on Facebook, he's crazy cute. But I wasn't looking at his form. I could see this effervescent, glowing, beautiful light within. And I heard, see the divine essence in everyone and everything. The next second, we're in the little family room and it's just he and I. And he's 15 months old. He's, we're playing. And he had some blocks and he went to toss it to me, hit me on the cheek because he's not that great at throwing at 15 months. And immediately I thought, oh, he's a kid. He don't know what he's doing. And I heard, forgive quickly, completely, and unconditionally. The next second, I am in a darkened space and I could just make out a doorway starting to open. And behind this door came a teeming, glowing, joyful, vibrant light. It was almost too much. It was like nothing I'd ever experienced before. And I heard, you all don't remember. You are the light. You never left the light of the all. And just like that, I was back in my body and it was over. So though
Amazing.
it let me tell you something. I thought somebody had actually spiked my coffee because
Well, because also that was such a real experience, right?
I saw, I heard, it was a full, what they call a full-bodied experience.
Yeah.
And it And to tell you the truth, it took me about a week to physically process it. I actually lost my voice for the next 7 days.
Well, duh, integrate in peace and silence, babe.
You know, that is what I thought. I realized that afterwards because, I mean, what's going to happen? If something like that happens, you're going to get on the phone, you're going to call your girlfriend, you're going to tell
Tell them
everyone.
all about it.
Then I would have had all of this external opinions and judgments and validations, and this is an inside job.
Yes, completely. Oh, I completely agree with you. That is so interesting.
Well, and that after that happened, as a matter of fact, I still had to go through the day for my classes. That night, I called my husband because I was in a different city and, I was away at this conference. And he told me that one of our friends who had gone through a horrific divorce, the friend's ex-wife had taken their 7-year-old son to a 25th hotel room balcony and thrown him off, and then she jumped. Now, you can imagine, I'd had this happen during the day, this horrific event had occurred. And yet, look, it's been all these years and it still gets me.
Yeah, no shit.
Hung up. Oh man, I hung up from my husband and I tried to go to sleep because I had to go to class the next day and I couldn't sleep. I could see that tortured woman. I could feel that child. 3 a.m., I bolt right up out of bed and out loud in the hotel room, I say, I know I can't do anything about this, but how am I supposed to be with this? And I heard a voice say, be love. Greet everyone with an open heart without an agenda. See the divine essence in everyone and everything. Forgive quickly, completely, and unconditionally. And remember, you are the light. So I asked love to help me, and I started using those, I call them principles, as a process to work through that trauma. And that's what I've been doing ever since. For myself and my friends, my family, my clients.
Okay, so we're going to go for a short break. And when we come back, I want to understand more what you mean by work through the, using those principles. Okay. So we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So we're back. What does that mean? You are helping people use that to work through the principle. It's actually very funny because I'm slightly distracted on the side here because my cat is loving this conversation. He's been in a lot of pain for the last few days. And he's quite old. He's 15. And he's now playing with his toys comfortably. So this must be radiating a bit of love for him.
Well, first of all, I'm glad to hear that. But my experience is love reacts to love. Love responds 100%. To love. And what I've come to understand from working with these principles myself and on working, doing this from stages and working with clients and classes is that when we are in a constricted mindset, so that could be from beliefs, from traumas, from an event, the one I just explained, we are limited in our thinking and we are in that personality ego-based thinking, which is absolutely normal because we're human. But when you apply the principles and explain how in a second, what that does, it doesn't erase the trauma or whatever it is you're working with, but it expands and gives you a divine perspective on what that is. So it shifts you from an ego constricted perspective to a more expanded divine view. So I will actually work with people, and this is what I did for myself in that situation. I said to myself, how can I greet this poor woman, the one that took her life and her sons, with an open heart without an agenda? And to me, that meant without the judgment, without the horror, without the how you could you, you know, all the things that we all feel immediately. And then I went to the next one. Let me see her divine essence. Then I went to the next one. Show me how to forgive her. Let me see her as the light. And what I was able to do was really tap into the pain and the confusion and where she was. And I ended up with so much empathy. It doesn't mean I wish it had happened, of course, but it did shift and it helped me understand. Yeah, just helped me understand on a different level that particular situation. I would not wish trauma on anyone. And I also just want to make sure that I just say that I understand there are some things that many of us feel are unforgivable. My experience has been for myself and others, if I do come upon an experience like that, if I can look at it from that expanded purpose, that expanded view, it just shifts my perspective. And sometimes, you know, what I'll have my clients do is say, well, what if you asked what it would feel like to be open to forgiveness? Because you and I both know we've worked with women and men all over the world, right? Forgiveness frees you.
Oh, completely. Nelson Mandela said this. He said, hating someone is like you drinking the poison when you're cross with them. It doesn't help you in any way. And also I often find with this sort of situation and having worked with, you know, so many women, that really the hardest thing to forgive in one of these environments is ourselves.
Absolutely.
The problem is always the trigger within ourselves that this has touched, and to find a way to forgive ourselves. And it's always when you're talking to the children and they're like, but he was mean to me. And it's like, yeah, but actually, you know, where is it that you need to forgive yourself? Where is it that this is your narrative? And that's the hardest thing, you know, I tend to find.
I agree. And it's why one of the very first things that I have my clients do, especially when we're in our BeLove classes, is do mirror work. And you would not believe, well, you probably would, the professional, competent, accomplished women that have a hard time looking in their own eyes.
Oh my God, when I started this stuff, I felt so stupid. I was just like looking in the mirror and I was like, okay, I feel stupid. This just feels stupid. And coming from there, but yeah.
Yeah, but that is so powerful. When I first got these, I didn't know what to do with them. I mean, like I said, I didn't even have a voice for the first week. I, in meditation, would ask, you know, how do I work with these? What am I supposed to do? And one of the things I did, and I journaled about this, I have reams and reams of paper behind me where I've journaled what I did. I used one principle per week and I focused on it. So for the first week, I greeted everyone, including myself, with an open heart, without an agenda, without a filter, without a judgment, without a preconceived notion, which isn't that easy when you're looking at somebody that's coming down the road that you think is a jerk, or you thought was a jerk. You know, how can I see this person really just from a clean slate? And how do you do that for yourself without your, what you think are your frailties or your failures?
I've said this a few times, but it never fails to bear repeating. We had a little square that you cross, and it's quite a famous square. Like if I told somebody who lived here, I'd be like, oh, they're like, oh yeah, it's like not huge. You could walk diagonally across the square. This bit of concrete with trees and stuff around it, probably in 45 seconds, like small. And it was you came off the high street, walked down the square, and at the back of it was the back entrance to the house. And I remember this concept of not liking myself. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Because yeah, right? Because I came from a culture where that also wasn't necessary, but also just being a woman, that was too much or too difficult or too loud. And I stood there and it was kind of dark. And I was like, okay, every time I have a negative thought, I'll stop. That was a mistake. It took me 2 hours and 10 minutes to cross that square.
What a brilliant awareness tool.
I was so annoyed with myself that I was annoyed at how much I disliked, but I had no understanding of it before.
No awareness.
It's that funny thing, because they have the whole, you know, the rubber band and stuff. Actually, just say to myself, I'll walk from here to there and I'll stop every time I have a negative thought. I promise you it kills you, because you don't believe how many negative thoughts come flying past you. So I'm really resonating with what you're saying, that the loving oneself is almost often the hardest thing to do.
And it's the most transformational. That is such a brilliant example that you just shared. And one of the things that I've noticed, for example, before I get out of bed every morning, I repeat the principles as a prayer. Show me how to do this. Show me how to do this. And what I've seen over the years is that shift. It's ever, for me, it was ever so slightly, but you know, after a while you go, oh, wait a minute. It used to take 2 hours to go through that square. Now I'm doing it in 5 minutes. You realize, but it does take consistency and commitment.
Completely.
But what you get out of it is clarity, confidence, and connection. It is absolutely worth it.
So I'm looking at your bio over here, and you've shared these a lot, and you have added in along what you're doing a lot of things that I believe in terms of healing and A Course in Miracles and all of this stuff. I want to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to understand that when you are teaching people these principles, mm-hmm. how do they kind of see that connection to the divinity and the divine wisdom and the divine flow? Because that's something that I find moves me every time and that I think is so profound, you know? So could we do that when we come back?
Absolutely.
Great. We'll be back in a minute.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
So we're back, and What is it you see in people and hear in people when they connect? Because also one of the things is my spirituality, I've always been very religious. I have the chillest, kindest, nicest religion in the world. It's very calm and I love it dearly because I'm a Sikh. And it's like one God, one, you know, do good to other people, do, you know, all this stuff. I'm like, I can do all of those things. There's no kind of fundamentalism anywhere. And I'm happy with that. But this, my spiritual growth came out of pain in a way, because it forced me to go deeper when I couldn't go forward, you know? And I never spoke about it for 20 years because it just was mine. It was personal and I did it every day and I used it in coaching, but I didn't call it what it was. So how is it when you're helping people to get that form of enlightenment? How do they look, feel, or sound when they're connecting and changing how they live?
What a great question. Well, first of all, I can see the divinity in everyone. And that's not because I'm special in any way, shape, or form. I really believe that I got the principles because I needed to understand how to be loved, not because I'm some guru. It's because I needed it in my everyday life to deal with the demons I had in my past or what I thought were my demons. So what I see is that light starting to get brighter. And what I'll traditionally do from the stage, and actually I'm happy to gift your audience with some free meditations to help them do this, is I will have them pick a person, an event, a situation, something where there's conflict. And actually I'll have them just note, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, and how much conflict are there, or how much peace they are, however I phrase it at the time. And then I'll have them use that focus person or event, and I'll lead them through. What would it feel like to greet this focus person or event with an open heart? And we'll sit for a few minutes and I take them through the principles. Then I have them rate it at the end. And it's amazing. Like many of the energetic or spiritual principles that are out in the world, these are the Be Love principles are just one tool, right? I find that humans react to direct experience.
What were the four principles again that you're, because I already picked an event in my brain, so I needed to remember those.
Okay. So what I would do, and I'd encourage anybody that
while
wants
you're
to go
listening,
through
guys,
these,
let's do this.
We'll do it very quickly, but just pick something that you want to use as a focus where there is some conflict.
Picked.
Rate it from 1 to 10, how much conflict you have. 10 is like the worst.
8.
Oh, well, there we go.
I like not to do anything by halves.
I've already picked up on that. So what I would invite everyone to do is literally allow yourself to relax. And what I'm going to ask you to do is take a few deep breaths in through the back of your heart and out through the front. We're going to activate that heart chakra in through the back and release through the front. Feeling just more and more relaxed. Take a breath in through the back, out through the front of your heart. Now bring that focused person or event to mind and ask, how can I greet this person or event with an open heart without an agenda? Just relax. Trusting that anything and what is perfect for you will come to you in the perfect time. Just breathe into that possibility.
Mine's saying be more accepting.
There you go. Take another breath in through that back of the heart, out through the front. And silently in that beautiful sacred space of your own heart, ask, show me the divine essence here. Everything is of the divine, whether we can see it or not. Show me the divine essence here. And allow whatever needs to come up to come up. Ooh, looks like something happened.
Yeah, it was really interesting because it's saying, I am you.
It's the oneness. So let's go on to 3, which is the most difficult for people. Take another breath in through the back of the heart, out to the front. And just say, show me how to forgive quickly, completely, and unconditionally. Or you can say, show me what it would feel like to forgive. And just breathe into that for a minute or two. Just feel this in your heart. And then that last principle, I'd invite you to breathe in and out of the heart again and say, remind me, I never left the light. I am the light. And so are they. So is this. Show me. And if anyone has shut their eyes, they can open that now. That was a very, very mini version. Usually that takes a little while. But how was that for you?
It was so good. The third section said, you have to get rid of your fear. You have a lot of fear around this.
That's a great point. A lot of times we will hold on to resentment, regret, all of those things because we feel it's protecting us. Okay, if I'm still mad at you, then exactly. You can't hurt me anymore.
If I don't open my heart, then you can't hurt me.
That's right. And what's crazy, and you know this, is often the person that we're mad about or we feel has victimized us in some way, they might even be dead.
Oh, yeah. No, we hold on to the energy of the negativity is what keeps them alive, right? It's so interesting.
And the fear.
Yeah.
So I will have people then rate how they feel about bring that focus person or event to mind. And you can see from stage, you're down to two.
I'm down to two. That's why I'm also yawning, because I think I'm cleaning the energy.
Wow. Great. And I do want to say, if somebody is trying this at home, there's no right or wrong.
No.
This is just a loving perspective. It's just a tool. That's it. It's not, there's just no right or wrong.
But also, I remember this reminds me a lot of tapping. When I used to do tapping, and that had a number at the beginning, and then you would find tapping to release it, then you get another number. But this is much faster. Like if I started at 8 with tapping, I would go down to 6, tap again, and then 4 or whatever. And I went, oh,
I do have that happen.
Yeah. I went from 8 to 2 in like 1 easy step, or 3 easy steps, but yeah, 4.
Well, I think tapping's a wonderful tool, and it's one that lots of folks employ, and I'm a big fan of tapping. This is just another tool. And I think I'm interested to see what you think about this, but as the world evolves and as the energy of the planet shifts and as our energy shifts, these newer tools are coming in, and I'm finding faster, faster, and faster.
No, I agree. I agree. That was very fast. And I really enjoyed the, that was annoying. I didn't write those questions down. But I'll try and get one of your meditations that we're offering everybody and use that as a download. Because that was really interesting. I love that. I can't wait to show that to the kids as well.
Oh, actually, this is something that I've got a 7-year-old grandson and he can do it. If we have time for me to add one thing, if there is someone that you're having a particular issue with, you'll hear in the meditations, when we have more time, I actually create on that last principle, like a spotlight of loving light. It's just the Christ light. It's what I call that ultimate Christos light. And I have you, if you're ready, invite the person or a symbol of your conflict into the light with you. And the feeling of oneness. I had someone, a very prominent energy worker, actually here in the United States, tell me that they had changed perspective completely on an event that they had been holding on to because they instantly could see the other person's perspective and they had never been able to see past their hurt before.
Yeah, for me, what you did there is you showed me that I was trying to protect myself. And I've never seen that before in this scenario. So that was super helpful.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
We need to wrap this up so I can go yawn quietly in a corner because it's completely, I feel really discombobulated. Meditations live on air are not to be recommended. I need to just ground myself really quickly. Okay. Thank you very much. How do people find you?
So we'll have information connections in the show notes, I'm sure, yeah, along with your free gift. I have a website called beloveprinciples.org, O-R-G. And I also have a link tree that has all the offerings on it. And that is morefromdiane, D-I-A-N-E.com.
I love that. Thank you very much, Diane. That was a really lovely experience. I enjoyed that very much. I feel very kind of centered around my heart now. It's changed my voice even. My voice is coming from deeper.
Oh, thank you for allowing me to share this. And
amazing.
Just so much love to you, light to everything you do, and blessings not only to you, but everyone who will hear this or will ever come across it.
Yes, we'll take it into the future as well. This was the lovely Diane Hayworth, who was very kind enough to join us. And, you know, we can't do a big send-off right now because I'm like kind of wobbly post-meditation. Thank you all for joining me, and I will speak to you again soon.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our goal was to give you pause, make you think about your life, and inspire you to say, wow, what if I tried to do that? If they can do it, so can I. Did it work? Let us know by finding us on social media at Gita Sidhu Rob or at Nosh Detox. We upload new shows every 2 weeks here. And if you start to miss us, check us out on YouTube.